Alan Gold, Caves in Boys. In Thailand, there were boys in caves, and every single one was saved. Let's not deny their parents' joy, but who will brave the caves in boys? The passageway from boy to man is far too dark to comprehend. We have no rights to mark their way or light the labyrinth of their cave. Instead, society seems designed to keep boys bottled up inside. Don't run, don't touch, please don't explore, sit on your ledge, learn to ignore the dragon just below that ridge, the ogre lurking beneath the bridge. Yes, Christ was born inside a cave. He rolled the rock that sealed his grave. Let's not deny our Savior's joy. Still, who will brave the caves and boys? Sunday Dinner with U.S. Bomber Pilots, Karat, Thailand, 1971. The angels hovered around our table, breaking bread with my missionary father. Between bites of buffalo pounded to a state of grace, they described celestial wonders. Reflective chaff dropped along the Ho Chi Minh Trail, letting them hear the smallest footfall from on high. Enough bombs in their base to end the war overnight, if the politicians would only let them. On fundraising sorties, my father often described his radio ministry as God's Air Force, softening the ground in preparation for the occupying force to come. Today, he seemed transfigured, sitting elbow to elbow with the power and the glory as returning thunder chiefs flew overhead, rattling our windows with their song of praise. Chiang Mai, Easter, the forest of my father's youth. High hills of hard scrabble timber, tribesmen in black and orange weave their clans together in villages of thatched huts on stilts. Pigs and chickens sleep in the shade, interrupted now and then by flocks of bare-bottomed children. This is where he spent his ideals, scattered like spittle in the mud clearings where beetle-gummed matriarchs tried to match him with their squat daughters. From his bamboo pulpit, he proclaimed Christ crucified, dead, and now living in this poppy-stained jungle where there is no winter, and therefore nothing to resurrect.